Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
His name is Jake Goldstein, currently one of the top indoor cyclists in the world. And prior to his athletic success on a bike, he spent 15 years as an elite swimmer, eventually competing for Yale at the NCAA Division I level. He is also the founder of TWJ Wellness, an elite global indoor cycling coaching collaborative that takes athletics through transformative 30-day cycling training camps. Jake also serves as health and wellness advisor for Chicago-based fund Motivate Venture Capital. Prior to his fitness pursuits, Jake held executive leadership roles in corporate finance and began his career in New York City as a hedge fund investor and investment banker on Wall Street, which is really considered amazing considering he is 19 years old. No, I'm kidding. I know he's not 19. Hey, Jake, are you there?
I am. That was awesome. I'm not 19 years old.
No, of course you're not 19 years old.
I was, but great.
All right. How old are you, Jake?
I am 26 years old.
Okay. Well, to me, that's 19. To a lot of people listening to WGN, that's 19. I'm only kidding, of course. But what a background. I mean, that's really impressive, to say the least.
I appreciate it. I mean, I have... Yeah, I've had the good fortune of trying, you know, a lot of different things in life. I guess at this age, everything from corporate finance to investing and even trying on my hat in athletics. And I've had a great support system all along the way, so just feel very lucky and blessed.
I saw an article about your latest venture in the Chicago Tribune that is coming to Fulton Market. It got me very excited because, you know, this is the time of year, we have COVID, of course, which sort of puts a damper on a lot of things. But if this was a normal January, most people or a lot of people would be going, well, you know, I'm overweight. I got to join a gym. And they may join, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to go, but, you know, they may join. And since, of course, it is the COVID situation, all sorts of thinking outside the box, so to speak, occurs, and you are a prime example of that. Will you please explain what your business is with the 320 square foot gym pods?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the brick and mortar gym industry has been largely the same over the last 50 to 60 years in the United States. You know, gyms monetize their square footage by selling memberships to customers, and a lot of their branding is all, you know, screams, come sweat with us, come work out with us. But in reality, right, we all know the business model of a gym. If their cost scaled one for one with memberships, that obviously wouldn't, you know, be a sustainable business model. So while, you know, gym branding is all about come sweat with us, in reality, they're actually hoping to capitalize on unused membership days.
Of course.
And actually, you know, before quarantine, before COVID hit, before this awful pandemic, the one stat that kind of, you know, shook me to my core and actually led me to create Bold was this notion that 67% of membership days in the United States go unused every single year. Right, yeah. So 2/3 of the days in a month, we actually don't make use of our gym memberships. And when usually in business, when, as many of you guys know, when there's that big of a divide in value alignment between a customer and an operator, that's usually where opportunity exists. So Bold, which is, as you said, taking shipping containers and outfitting them as commercial-grade gyms, and we've created basically private, you know, safe, clean, individual training space for people to book on our app or book on our website, which are both up and running and available right now in the Apple and Android app stores, and people can, you know, come to our location in Fulton Market knowing that the air they're breathing is clean, the equipment is entirely theirs, and you know, kind of tap into a lot of those things we've grown accustomed to working out in our living rooms and, you know, dining rooms and the privacy and comfort of that. but still being able to get outside of the apartment. So that fundamentally is what Bold is doing.
And not only that, but going to a place where you're not putting yourself in any kind of danger, if that's the right word, with a sweaty gym where all sorts of folks who you don't know, who may or may not practice protocols, are, you know, breathing the same air. So you're getting shipping containers. These are like what we see, you know, in the movies and on the docks, these large containers that, you know, the spies use and all that kind of stuff, and they hide stuff in there, and they go, look at that.
Yes. I mean, so in terms of a four-walled structure, a shipping container is one of the most cost-efficient, four-walled structures out there. But, you know, I spent the last year, really even before COVID, making sure that every square inch of these were masterfully designed. And there's actually a huge tech element to the in-pod experience as well. So while, yes, it seems just as crude as the shipping containers on shipping docks.
I don't mean it in a crude sense. I mean, I heard people were actually converting containers into into like houses and apartments and all sorts of a variety of uses. Didn't mean that comment to be taken as a negative.
No. I love the very industrial nature of these things, but no, I totally agree with you. There's a multitude of applications that we're seeing crop up.
So what do you do are these just, you get yourself a container, and what do you do to it once you get a hold of it to get it workout worthy, so to speak?
Yeah. So besides like just the aesthetics of turning it from a shipping container into a gym, we do some custom fabrication. Shipping containers come in standard sizes. We've made this a custom size that feels a little bit bigger when you're in there. But on top of that, we outfit our pods with really premium tier one commercial grade equipment. And then on top of that, I've invested a lot of time, effort, and energy into our digital infrastructure so that when you walk into the pod, it really is this immersive experience where, you know, for 60 minutes, you kind of forget that we're living in a really challenging time and can lose yourself finally again in an engaging workout, whether that's interacting with our digital infrastructure or simply just using the equipment, you know, however you want to make use of the pod.
And that's what you sell are in hour-long increments? Is that how it's
correct?
It's not a membership per se then.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that's one thing I feel passionately about. I said, you know, I'm trying to eliminate that value alignment gap between the customer and the gym operator. So if I went and sold memberships, sure, there's probably a little bit of extra money to make. But right. I'm all about putting the power back in the hands of the gym goer and creating that model where they're not paying for anything more than what they're consuming. Nothing more, nothing less. They're just paying basically for the minutes that they're actually utilizing their Bold experience, if you will.
So can you reserve time in one of the containers or pods, whatever term we're using here, as a private session, just you and the pod, so to speak?
Absolutely. So right now, if you go on www.trainbold.com or if you go to the Apple App Store or the Android Store and you go and download our app, which is called Train Bold, you can start reserving time immediately, actually right now, for our launch on January 25th.
And
the max price you would pay ever is $35 after the first session.
Oh my God, this is fantastic. When does this open? I mean, I can't tell you how much I miss going to a gym. I can't tell
you.
You'll have
to be our first customer. Absolutely.
It is like driving me crazy. And when I saw this article, I'm like, well, you could take this anywhere, couldn't you? I mean, couldn't you put a pod on a trailer and just go, we're going to Des Plaines? I mean,
that's the beauty of it. So, you know, I get asked by a lot of people kind of like, how is this relevant, right, post-pandemic?
And how is it relevant?
Kind of my radical out-of-the-box thinking, if you will, is that I fundamentally believe on the heels of this pandemic, we will see a decentralization and sort of a decommissioning of commercial real estate in this country. I think this pandemic has shown us that, you know, people are able to work on a mobile basis. They're able to live on a mobile basis. We don't need as much space as we thought we needed. Working remotely is a thing that works, right? And this notion of stacking, you know, bodies on top of tens and 20s and 30, you know, 40-story buildings,
right,
I in my opinion, for what it's worth, is going to be a thing of the past. And that's why I think, you know, this notion of modular gyms is really just the first of a lot of innovation to come with more mobile commercial structures and retail structures.
So you're in Fulton. You'll be opening up in Fulton Market. How many?
Absolutely, yeah. Right next to, it's 1000 West Carroll, just behind Google, right next to Ace Hotel.
Right behind Google. That sort of threw me for a minute, but I'll come back. This opens, how many different pods, how many containers are there? I mean, how many people could you take on in 2, 3, 4, 5? How many units?
Yeah, so there are 3 units. Each unit is 320 square feet. We will always defer to CDC guidelines, but
sure.
At full capacity, you know, we could have up to 3 people working out inside of a pod. If that is a danger and if we're instructed to reduce it, we will. But we'll never, it'll always be, if there are multiple people in a pod, it would be because, you know, they chose to have those individuals with them.
Yeah.
We would never pair people together if they didn't want to be together.
Right. Well, I think this is just the coolest idea. I think it would be, I think it would be a cool idea even if I wasn't a COVID-19. And, you know, when you go to a gym, and I've been to many of them, you know, there are some gyms where people really work out, and there are other gyms where people put on their makeup before they go out onto the equipment. So this is fantastic. I don't know. I just think this is the greatest thing.
I appreciate it. And I think, like, you know, these more micro experiences that we can create, I think, I just think, as you said in the beginning of this discussion, it's a safer, sort of more futuristic ideation of what's to come in, I guess, traditional retail experiences. So, again, I'm doing it in gyms. Wouldn't be shocked if we saw it across a multitude of different industries going forward.
Well, that's why, Jake, I wanted to read your resume at the beginning of all this, because this is not just some, you know, I can't say it. This is not just some wayward millennial. This is like, this guy is for real. I mean, it's amazing. So good luck. What's the website people go to check it out possibly reserve?
It's www.trainbold.com.
All right. Well, thank you, Jake. Stay safe and keep working out.
Absolutely. All right,
cool.
Take care.